Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Beis, at the top of Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, Hamafka Mois Eitz Chaveri, if Reuven leaves money by Shimon, Tzoron Vivshin Lachurav, and Shimon takes the money and wraps it in a handkerchief and he throws it in back of him, Oishimason Lubinoyo Bita Akhtanim, or Shimon takes it and gives it over to his son or to his daughter, that Akhtanim, Vinobufanim Shalekaroy, and they're in his house, and he closes the door in front of them, but he doesn't close it properly, and his children could go out of the house. And ultimately the money is lost, then Shimon is chayiv because Shimon is a pesheya, shalei Shimon kader hashemim, as he didn't guard the money in a normal fashion that a shemim would watch money, vim Shimon kader hashemim pata. However, if Shimon watched the money in a normal way, that is the standard way that shemim watch money, then Shimon would be pata, as the loss of the money would be an oinus. And let's recall that we already saw this Mishnah brought down on Daf Lam Vav Amud Aleph, b'negeinu machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon, if shemim shemasla shema is pata, as Rav states, or if Shema Shemasal Shema is Chayiv, as Rabbi Yechon states. And according to Rav, the reason why Shimon is Chayiv in this case is because he gave over the item to a Katan, and the Katan is La Badas, but if he would have given over the item to a Gadol, then he would have been Pata, because Shema Shemasal Shema is Pata. However, Rabbi Yechon will hold that Shema Shemasal Shema is Chayiv, then even if Shimon would have given over this Chefza to a Gadol, then Shimon would still be Chayiv. Certainly, Lefi Abai, you have a Svar of Ein Ritzoni Shei Pikdoni B'Yadachar. Even so, in our Mishnah, we're medayik that it's only by your child that's a katan that you'd be chayiv, but if you give it over to your child that's a gadol, then you'd be potter. And as Rav explained, because kalam mafkid al das ishto banavu mafkid, and therefore it was understood that Shimon could give over this chefza to his children that are gedolim, and even though generally we say shem shemasal shem is chayiv, but in this case Shimon would be potter. And the Gemara begins bishlem kulu shleishim kederach hashemim, and even though the Gemara used lashem kulu, it's really going on the second case of the Mishnah oishemasal b'nei. In that case, it makes sense that Shimon will be chayiv because he didn't guard this item properly and he gave it over to katanim. But in the case of the Risha, why is it that Shimon is chayiv if he wrapped it in a handkerchief and he threw it in back of him and he guarded it in a proper fashion? And the Gemara explains, Rava says the name Rav Yitzchak, as Amar Kra, the Pasuk in Pashur A, B'negei Maisa Sheni states, when you take your Maisa Sheni to your Shlaim, and the Pasuk tells us, and we see from the pasuk, afal pi shetruin, even though you wrapped up the kesef very well, that's not considered a good enough shmira unless it's you biyotcha, that it's also in your hand and you're holding onto it. And therefore, in our Mishnah, even though it's true that Shimon wrapped up the kesef very well, but lemaisa he threw it in back of him and he wasn't able to watch the money at that time, and therefore he's considered pesheya and he'll be chayiv. The Rush brings down that don't think that you actually have to hold it in your hand, but it has to be as if it's in your hand, that you're always watching it, and if you wrap it in a handkerchief and it's hanging in front of you. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yitzchak continues and explains that a person should always make sure that his money is available and it's local, as the Pasuk says, that when you wrap your kesef, it should be biyotcha and it should be under your control. And Rashi brings down, you should not give it over b'shmira to someone else that lives in a different place, and this way if you have a good deal that comes to you, you should be able to have the money available and you should be able to go and make a good deal. But if it's in another location, then of course you will lose out on that opportunity. And the Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Negei money, that a person should always invest his money and he should diversify in three different types of products. Number one, he should take a third of his money and he should buy real estate. And number two, he should take a third of his money and should buy merchandise. And finally, number three, he should keep a third of his money in cash and in liquid that he should be able to always use it in order to buy a quick deal. And as Rashi says, tachas yodei lius mezumloi l'tzerich revach haba pisaim, that if you have a quick deal that comes to you and you can make a lot of money, you should have the money available. And Mefarshim explained that these three types of categories have specific risk factors, as kakor doesn't have much risk, as the kaka will always be here, but ultimately it doesn't go up as much in value very quickly. There's less risk but less reward. The prakmatya has more risk but there's more reward. And finally, kesef may have the most risk but ultimately it could have the most reward. And the Gemara continues with a fourth member, Rabbi Yitzchak. For Rabbi Yitzchak, in a bracha matzuy al bedava hasam minayin, that bracha is only matzoy on something that's hidden away from a person's eye. Shenema, as the pasuk says in kisava, yitzav Hashem itchas a bracha basamecha uvechol mishlach yodecha uverachcha In Rabbi Yitzchak's dashing, the loshen and basim mecha is loshen hadavu hasam min ayin, and ayin Rashi ina bracha shemizbarach v'rabba me'elov. That sometimes you could have things that increase by itself, and that is the loshen of bracha, which is loshen like a brecha, which refers to a pool which sometimes could overflow. The Gemara continues with a similar din that tons of Rishmal we learned in Yeshiva Rishmal ina bracha matzuyel b'davish ina ayin shei letus by that the bracha is only matzuy in something where the ayin is not shei on. And the only difference between the memory of Bishmal and the memory of Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak learns the word Basamecha as a lashon summary, something which is hidden, and Rabbi Shmuel is learning the word Basamecha that's referring to a storehouse, and therefore the bracha is mitzuya by something that's ayin not shalit by because it's in the storehouse. And as Rashi says, she'in ayin shalit ba she'nem Basamecha lashon ganazim. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbana, we learned to the Braisa, Hailech Lomad Eskaranai, if a person goes to inventory and to measure the amount of grain that he has in his granary, Oime, you should say, Yiratzum Fenecha Hashem Alkenu, that should be the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shetishlach Bracha B'maisi Yadenu, that you should send Bracha in all my work, even though there's a certain quantity that's already in the Goyrin. However, Lemaisa, he could say such a thing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still make a nace because it's not something that's counted yet, and therefore it's still possible that his Goyrin and his prayers will still grow. And the Braisa continues, Hischa Lamed, once he started counting all of his Tua, Oimed, and he'll say, Baruch HaShalech Bracha B'kriya Zeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be benched, and he is the one that sends bracha in this pile of tua. And Rashi brings down in Masechtas Tainis that not only do you say Baruch HaShalech Bracha B'kriya Zeh, but you actually say it B'Shem HaMachus, and you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaShalech Bracha B'kriya Zeh. However, Ayin the Avudram that he explains this bracha as a Shalech Ratzolim Asher Shalach K'moy HaMitzi Lechem Asher Hoitzi, that he already brought it out Ki B'teichu B'Shem Shekvah Shalach LeBracha as Kivin Sheshcha Lomud K'dei La'aser. However, the Braisa now tells us Modad, if you already measured the amount of tua he has, V'achim Birch, and then he makes his bracha, harayz that tefillah shav, that would be considered a tefillah shav. Lefi she'ina bracha mitzuya loy bedava shakol, v'loy bedava mado, v'loy bedava manoi, or bedava asam menayin. Shenema yitzav Hashem etcha as a bracha basamecha. And the reason why it's a tefillah shav is because bracha cannot be found in something that was already weighed, something that was already measured, or something that was already counted. And the only time you can have additional bracha is only on something that's covered and concealed from someone's eye. And as the pasuk says, yitzav Hashem etcha as a bracha basamecha. The Gemara continues that even though previously you stated that as long as you're holding on to money and you're watching it, that would be a proper shmirah and a shem mechinim would be pata for gnev v'aveda. However, if a shem mechinim is tasked to watch money and he's not holding on to the money, so Amr Shmuel states k'safim inlem shmirah al b'kaka, that the only way to properly guard money is only by placing it into the kaka. And if a shem mechinim actually hides it in kaka, then if a ganav comes and steals it, then he would be pata. However, if a shem mechinim doesn't hide it in the kaka and a ganav comes and steals it, then the Shein Mechinim would be Chayiv. And the Gemara states, Am Ravu, Moidu Shmuel, Be'er Shabbos, Bein HaShmashis, D'lo Yitruchu Rabbanon, that Shmuel's Moidu, that if Reuven goes over to Shimon on Erev Shabbos, and he asks him to watch his money, so since it's Erev Shabbos, and therefore Shimon is busy preparing for Shabbos, so it's understood that Shimon won't have time to go and hide the money prior to Shabbos. Therefore, even if Shimon did not hide the money under the kaka on Erev Shabbos, and the money is stolen, Shimon will not be Chayiv, as it certainly was understood that Shimon will not be able to hide it properly prior to Shabbos. However, Mshalom Matzah Shabbos Shiel Mekravinu V'Leikravinu Mechayev. However, certainly once Matzah Shabbos comes and it's already in the time that Shimon could have gone and taken the money and hid it underneath the kaka and he didn't do so and then it was stolen, then Shimon will be considered Peshea and Shimon will be Chayev. However, Rava continues V'Yitzur Rabbanu, if Reuven, who was the Mafkid, he was a Talmud Chacham Sava Dilman V'Yilei Zuzalav Dalto, so then even if Shimon did not hide the money immediately after Shabbos, Shimon could say that the reason why I didn't hide it was because I thought that Reuven would come right at the Shabbos to take his money, as I thought that he would immediately need his money in order to buy wine in order to make Havdalah, and therefore even though Shimon did not hide his money underneath the kaka and a ganav comes and steals it, Shimon would still be potter. And as Rashi says, "V'im tzur rabbanu ha'mafkid shu chored al mitzvah Havdalah ala kais om ha'shem edumim bay lezuz lav dalta l'hachi le'kavrinu potter." And even though everyone has a chiyah to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, but some people will be yitzah from other people, and therefore they won't necessarily need their own wine for Havdalah, but the Tzur Rabbanu was makbid to make his own Havdalah. And even though the Gemara just mentioned Bein HaShmashas, the Rosh says, Pirish Samach La'erev V'loi Bein HaShmashas Mamish D'loi Yitrachu Rabbanu L'fishu Tar B'Kavid Shabbos. And the Mordechai says, Be'erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashas Lav Dafka Bein HaShmashas El Afilu Mechatzi Ayon Ve'ilach. And the Gemara continues, Ve'idna D'shchicha G'shushai. And nowadays that there are people that check out underneath the kaka and they look for areas where there are hollow areas and they're able to find find money, so therefore it's not going to be a very good shmir in kaka. And as Rashi says, gushu shoy migashu mikaka, they feel on the kaka bishaput and shabazel with sticks of iron lahakim makim shetachtav cholol, in order to determine where there is a hollow area, and then they check in those areas for money. Therefore, the shmir in kaka is not going to be a very good shmir, and the inlam shmir el bishmei kriya. And the only way that you could actually hide money is if you put it very close to the beams of the house, and over there people won't find it. And the Gemara continues, and nowadays that the shchichu pumai, which Rashi says shever atikra, they break open rooftops in order to find money. So once again the metzias change, and therefore the only way to guard money is by placing it between the walls of your home. And the way that they used to make the walls of the home was they took a half a brick, and then they took another half a brick, and they left space in between for cement, and in that area they used to hide money. And Amar Rava, and Rava says, that although we just stated that you have to hide money between the bricks of a kaisel, but Shmuel's Maidah that as long as you hide it in a kaisel, that would be a valid shmirah. And some are not curious the words Umayda Shmuel b'kaisel. And the Gemara continues, in the Shchichu Tefuchai, and nowadays there are people that bang on walls in order to find hollow areas in Lem Shmir El Batefacha Samal Chakaka. Then once again the Metzias change, and therefore the proper shmirah is not between the bricks, and instead the proper shmirah for money would only be if you place the money in a wall, but in the tefach that's closest to the kaka, or in the tefach that's closest to the rooftop, as in those areas, even if you bang in those areas, you won't realize that it's hollow. And let's see the long tesis on the amid. The top tesis, the masal amid shmuel ksafim im lan shmirah. Tesis states, shamram bikaka mea ama v'nigdu v'misham. If a shema hides money 100 amis beneath the kaka and it's still stolen from that area, so just like a shema chinam is going to be pata because he's not considered pesheya and it's an oinis, so maybe shema sacha should also be pata because it's considered oinis, and therefore taisim mesupik. In that case, if a shema sacha chayiv, it would parakrinis mashma chayiv, and in parakrinis it's mashma that a shema sacha would still be chayiv. Taisim continues a little bit further down that mashma, it's mashma in that gemara she'in shem geneva she'ipata by shema sacha, that there is no case of geneva that shema sacha will be pata. As we even stated on daf mem aleph, that a shema sacha never pays kefal, and if there would be a case that a shema sacha would be pata, then why can't there be a case where he was trained Titus Nignava and he was pata, and then we found out that he's lying and therefore he'll be chayiv kefal? Taisus states, ach temayin gadolhu lam loyhei oynis im hamik bekaka kuf amis to my havalei sulam neved. The lemaisa, it's a great tmiyah to me. Why would a shema sacha be chayiv if l'chayir it is a regular case of oynis, since he hid 100 amis underneath the ground? And what greater shmirah could a shema sacha have done? Oyim takfase shina oychayli gadol, or if he fell into a deep sleep, or he got very sick. And why would we say that would not be like a din of listed mizuyin? And l'chayra shem esacha should be pata in those cases of geneva. And Ayin Rush, who states mefurish from nos mekaka v'nidnevu shem chinam pata v'shem esacha chayiv, that in all cases the shem esacha will be chayiv b'geneva. And finally, although we stated that amishmul k'safim einlam shmir el bekaka, however it's brought down that kosav mordechai b'shem mare beinotam the dafka l'dedu shaylim batim uyim besodeis avol yidana idna ain't sriches shmir bekaka. Nowadays that we have much more secure houses, so there's no din that you have to place money in kaka. Therefore, hecha shenich b'tei vasa b'makam m'shtam m'ganavim l'didon she'in lanu bat m'ruyim, you would be potter. And our Gemara continues, omli rav acha b'ed rav yesil rav ashi hasam tnan that the Mishnah m'sechtes p'sachim it states chomet sh'nafla m'apelis harayikum m'vuya. If a building or a wall falls down on chomets and it's covered over, that's considered like it's m'vuya and it's considered destroy. Therefore, you would not be oivon bal yiro bal yimotzei. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimeh kol she'in akel v'yachol l'chapisachrev, that the shear is that you have to have a wall that fell on it and it's underneath an area where a kelev would not be able to go and find the chametz and pull out the chametz, because if a kelev could do so, then potentially the chametz will be dragged out and you'll be oivon bal yiro bal yimotzei. V'tana kam chafis hakelev gimel tvachim, and we learned in the brisa that what is the shear of chafis hakelev? That's the shear of three tvachim. And the gemara is that Shmuel just stated that the only way to guard money is only bekaka. So hachamai, what is the din b'negei hashema? And as the gemara states, mi be'in shleish tvachim eloi, does the shema chinam also have to hide money underneath the ground and it has to be deeper than three tvachim? Or even if it's not three tvachim deep, that would be a good enough shmira? And amalei, Rav Asher responded to Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosef, hasam mishum recha, that b'negei chametz, it's based on the smell of the chametz, and therefore a dog knows that there's chametz there, and be'in and gimel tvachim, and that's why you have to hide it underneath three tvachim in the ground. But hacham mishum echsurim e'ina, loy be'in and gimel tvachim, over here the only purpose is to hide it from a ganav. And and as long as it's covered up, even though it's not 3 tefachim deep, that would be a good enough shmirah. And the Gemara asks, "Bekama, and what is that shear? Or Murah from Mesichra Tefach, that shear is still a tefach, and the shoyman must hide money at least the tefach underneath the ground." And the Gemara continues, "Who gavre the afkad zuzi gabi chavre that Reuben gave money to Shimon to watch for him, and the sfinah b'sirif for the uvni, and Shimon placed the money in a hut that was used for hunters that would hunt birds, and as Rashi says, straight for the uvni by his cotton ogle, it was a round house. Kamin koiva sha'isin seyade oifis le'arev. When the bird hunters were waiting for their prey, they would stay inside there and hide from the birds." And let's see the last two lines in Taisus on this Amid, where Taisus states that tzarich lemed straight for the uvni have a shmir ma'al yelizuzei, that straight for the uvni is generally a good shmir for money. Litin ganvi, as it relates to ganavim kamei kaka lahi karle litin ganvi oynis, and that's why, as we will see, b'negei ganeva, by the fact that he hid the money in the treif of the uvni, it was considered mishuma and it was considered oynis. And Amar Beisif or Beisif stated afagav litin ganvi neterusu, that even though, as we mentioned from Taisus, that b'negei ganeva it was considered a proper shmira and therefore it was oynis litin nur pshusu, but lemaisa the treif of the uvni is made out of reeds and is made out of aravis, and these materials are very flammable, and therefore by him placing the money in the treif of the uvni, that was considered pshia etzel fire. So have a tchlas of pshia v'seif b'oynis chayiv, and therefore Rabbi Yosef holds that this is a case of tchlas of pshia v'seif b'oynis. Even if the money is stolen, that Shimon would be chayiv. Ve'ikadami and others say afagav l'ini nu pshiusi, that even though in a chenami b'negei of fire, it was a pshia because he placed it in the treif of the uvni, which was a rabbis and which was very flammable. However, in ganvi in the terusari, that since b'negei of gneva it was a proper shmira, v'tchlas of pshia v'seif b'oynis is pata. V'hilchosa the halacha is tchlas of pshia v'seif b'oynis chayiv. That would pass in the tchlas of pshia v'seif b'oynis is chayiv. And let's remember that we saw the machlekes between Abai in the name of Rabbah and Rava in the name of Rabbah on the Aflam and Vav, b'negei an animal, where it was a case of tchilas b'pshia v'seif ba'ines, and the animal died in the agam. In that case, Abaye held that even if I would say that tchilas b'pshia v'seif ba'ines is pata, over there you're going to be chayiv because havel da agma kotla, and therefore the pshia was actually what caused the animal to die. Rava hold that even if I would say that tchilas b'pshia v'seif ba'ines is chayiv, in that case, since the animal died, so therefore we say that mali hacha, mali hasam, that the animal would have died in any case, and therefore, even according to the Mandama, Tchlash B'Shiv V'Sev B'Ainis Chayev, in that case, you would be Potter. And the Gemara continues, How Gavu Da'af Kedzuzi Gabi Chavri, Reuven gave money to Shimon to watch, and Amalei Havlu Zuzoi, and then Reuven came back to Shimon and asked him for his money. Amalei, and Shimon said, Lo Yodana Hechaz Vinu, I don't remember where I placed them, and also Kamei De Rava, and they came in front of Rava, and Sama Geris Rabba, and Amalei and Rava said that even though Shem Chinam is Potter for Abeda, but Kol Yodana Pshiusi Zil Shlim, over here, he didn't say it, I lost it. He said, I don't remember where I placed it, and that is considered pshia, and therefore even a shem mechinam will be chayiv, as we consider this a case of a pshia. The Gemara continues, Oh, gavad afkadzuzi gabi chavri. Once again, Reuven placed money by Shimon to watch, ashlamin l'ime, and Shimon gave it to his mother to watch, and the Gemara tells us, v'svinu b'katlisa v'idnav, and then Shimon's mother placed it in a box, and it was stolen. And l'maisa, as we mentioned before, by placing money in a box, that is not considered a proper shmira for money, and therefore l'chira, a shem mechinam would be chayiv, as he was pesheya. But Rav, Rav said, Hechen dainu, daini lahidina, how should a judge this question? As name of the day, zil shalim, should we tell Shimon that he has to pay? And we continue on daf mem beis and beis, amash, Shimon will say, kalabafkel das ishtu abanu mafkid, we learned on daf lam vav and malav, that anyone that gives over pekun to someone understands that he's not going to personally watch it, and he'll potentially give it over to his wife, or to his children, da gedolim. And even though in this case, he didn't give it over to his wife or to his children, but he gave it over to his mother, and his mother was soymech al shulchanai, and even according to the man of Amr, that shemish muscle shemish chayiv. However, Shimon had a right to do so, and as Rashi says, kol mafgel dash loye shemin nimna milamaisel anshe beso hagadolim v'nemanim loy who the mafgid. And therefore, since Shimon trusted his mother, so he could give over the chayfets to his mother to watch. And the Gemara continues, name lo leime zil shlime. And if you're going to tell me that the owner could tell the mother of Shimon that you should pay me because you didn't watch it properly and you didn't hide it underneath the ground, Amr, she will respond, loy omeli de lavdi deinu dak. That my son Shimon did not tell me that this is not his chayfetz, and he did not tell me that he was watching it for someone else, and therefore I didn't realize that I had to bury it. And the Meiri is bothered, the Lamaisa, even if the mother thought that the money belonged to her son, but Lamaisa, she should have hid it properly, and she should have placed it under the ground. And the Meiri says, Chesvur Hisi, Shehem Shaloi, and she thought that it was her son's, V'sheitzarchlam, and he needs it, Loitzah, V'lefikach, Loikavartim, and that's why she didn't bury it. And the Gemara states, So Neimalei, let Reuven say to Shimon, Amai Loi Amritla, why didn't you tell her that it didn't belong to you? And if you would have directed corrected her properly and told her that it belongs to me, then she would have hid it properly, and therefore you are considered pesheya and you should pay me. The Gemara tells us, Oma, Shimon says back to Reuven, Kolshkin the Chayaminol didin and no tvei mizdarbu, that I wasn't pesheya, as I thought to myself that if I tell my mother that it belongs to me and I don't tell her that it belongs to you, she'll actually even watch it better, and therefore I'm not considered pesheya. And Elam Reuven, therefore Reuven says, Mishtaba iu de hanuzuza shlaminol ime, so Shimon has to swear that I gave the money over to my mother, Umishtaba ime de hanuzuza svinabataklisa veignavupata, and Shimon's mother will swear that she placed the money in a box and it was stolen from the box, and then both of them will be potter. And the Gemara continues with another story. Ahu apotropa diasmi, the zavnu tur liasmi, there was an apotropis of Yisraimim that went and bought a shar on behalf of the Yisraimim, Masul Bakara, and he then gave over the axe to a shepherd to guard the axe. And Lemaisa loyhovale kachi vishine, that this animal did not have front or back teeth, Lemechel, in order to chew his food and to eat, umis, and therefore the animal died. It was now a din tira, and Omri Bacham, and Roim Bacham says, Hechlin dainu dainu lahidina, that how should a judge go and judge this din tira? Name malay lapatrapa zilshlim. Should we tell the apatrapas that you have a responsibility and you have to pay the Yisraimim? Omar, the apatrapas would say, anol bakum masarti, I gave it over to a proper shepherd, and the shepherd should have checked if it had teeth or not, and I wasn't in the position to go and check on that, and therefore I can't be chayiv, and name a little bakwa zilshlim. If you're going to say to go to shepherd and tell the shepherd to go and pay, Omar, he'll say, anol bahari tura kimta, my only job is to make sure that it goes and grazes together with the other ox, and I gave it a proper amount of food, and it's not my responsibility to go and check that every single ox is eating properly, and therefore I can't be chayiv either, as I also got it properly. And the Gemara asks, Mechted, let us see, the shepherd is a shemisacha as he was being paid, and lemaisa he was pesheya as he should have checked to make sure that this ox has teeth. And the Miri points out that the Gemara doesn't dafka mean that they were shemisacha, and that's why they should be chayiv, as afim inam el shemichinam mikalmakam bepshia miyachayavim, that even if the shepherd was a shemichinam, they would be chayiv because they were pesheya. The reason why the Gemara said mechtei bakra shemisacha diasmiu loishin ahit zrichin lakach eshadeyanu bichiyuvoi l'shmiris chinam el ashadava kachu shabakra miyashemisachu, that lemaisa the Gemara is telling us the metzias that these shepherds were shemisacha, and therefore certainly they should be chayiv. The Gemara answers that in chinami the din tera over here was not with the yisayimim, as iyek pseida diasmi hachinami, if there would actually be a pseida to the yisayimim, then in chinami this would be the din, and the boyle liyune and the shemisacha and the bakra would be chayiv v'hachemayiskin and the lack of pseida diasmi. But in our case, we're talking about a scenario where the Yisraelim didn't have any loss. Dashkechul l'mari detura v'shachul yaspi zuzminayu, as l'maisa they found the owner of the shar, and the Yisraelim went and had din tera with him, and he paid them back. And the reason why he paid them back is because it was a mekach tois. And the Gemara therefore is alman katoyin l'maisa by the fact of Rayim Bar Chama said hechin dainu dainu l'haydina. So we see that there was a din tera going on, and who was the din tera between? As certainly the Yisraelim didn't lose any money, and why would they have any claim? And the Gemara continues mari detura katoyin, that actually the original owner of the shar came with a taino against the apotropis because the axe died in the rishus of the apotropis, and he has a taino that you should have informed me that the shar couldn't eat and would potentially die. And the Gemara asks, my bedinle, what is the taino to apotropis? As what would apotropis be able to tell the original owner? As l'chayra made the other the mekhtayisavi. And certainly, if the apotropis would have told the original seller that it doesn't have teeth, it would have been a mekhtayis. And therefore, what is the taino of the original owner? And the Gemara answers, b'safsira dezavim mehacha umaz melacha, that we're not talking about an owner that owned this animal for a long time, and we're talking about someone that would flip animals and was a wholesaler, so he would buy animals and immediately sell them, and therefore he himself did not know that this animal did not have teeth. And therefore he's teveyed apotropis, and he said that if you would have told me that this animal didn't have teeth, that I would have taken it back and certainly would have been a mekachtais, but then I would have had the option that I could go and shech the animal immediately, and at least I wouldn't have lost the entire animal, and the animal wouldn't have died and wouldn't become an avela. Therefore the Gemara says, Hilkach mishtabe iu delei aviyada, so at this point the wholesaler will swear that he didn't know that this animal did not have teeth, and of course the apotropis has a taina that I didn't know that it didn't have teeth, as I gave it over to the bakra and I gave it over to the shepherd to watch, and lemaisa the taina will be on the shepherd that since you were watching this animal you should have realized that it didn't have teeth. And although certainly the original owner has to pay the money back to the yisayimim, but now the original owner has a taina to the shepherd, and the shepherd would have to pay the original owner for the basa bezoil, and as Rashi says, he would have to pay 2/3 of the value of the animal. And let's see Rashi do the maslul mishalim bakra demei basa bezoil v'tmiyani, and it's a tamiya to me. Minayin l'rayin b'chomer din zeh. How does rayin b'chomer know this din? Ma'ali l'safsir in my raya. What shaychus and connection does the wholesaler have with the raya? Loi shayma shalayu. He wasn't his shayma. And why would the raya have to pay the safsira? V'niralid in masisin that we learned from the Mishnah daf lamed heyam beis that taught us that seicha par l'chaver v'shil la'acha, that if Reuven rents his par to Shimon and then Shimon goes and lends it to Levi, umesek adak and it dies normally, that Rabbi Yisrael said yachse par l'baylim, that Levi has to pay Reuven and Shimon doesn't get a windfall. V'kimna lach Rabbi Yisrael, and we pass like Rabbi Yisrael. Alma afal pisha in a baylim by the dvarim shel shoyl, and therefore we see that even though the baylim don't have any connection to the shoyl, v'seicha shu loy bal dvarim in a chasse klum shrei pater ba'insin, and the seicha did not lose money because he's pater ba'insin. Afilu hachi chol v'yishli din al shoyl ligvois yamda baylim yishayim b'mekayim v'goyim in a shoyl, and therefore the baylim yishayim could go and bring the third party to a din tayra, and in that case the original owner could take the shoyl to a din tayra, and in our case the safsira could take the shepherd to a din tayra. As Rashi says, hachinami chol v'yishli same ligvois min a raya shu shayim isacha. So since the yishayim could go and take the raya to a din tayra, as he was the shayim isacha, and he would be chayv to pay them. Therefore yamdu baylim b'makayim yishayim v'goyim. Rashi points out, umiyu ihavi mafsi yishayim. If the yishayim would have actually lost that money, then we wouldn't have made any pshara at all, as you can't make a pshara with the money of Yisayimim. And as we know, the Yasmi Labadei Mechilinu, and our Gemara said that we make a pshara, the Roya only has to pay 2/3 of the amount to the original owner and to the Safsira. And Rashi explains the reason why we make a pshara is Abel Achshashu Magbul Abaylim V'kan Inam Pshia Kol Kach Da'am V'hadi Turoya Kipta Hitl Pshara Beinayim V'lo Yishalim Kol Demeya Shar Kamei Shuchai Ela Or Yachsel Abaylim. You have to return the hides to the owners, v'abasa shaman v'yishalim shtei shlishim, and then you'll pay 2/3 of the basa. The heich d'amrinu b'gemara mishalim b'zoil kol zuzah shu sheish ma kesef chashpinim ba'abadanki, that we always make a cheshbin of 2/3. And ayin taisa dilu masal d'mei basa b'zoil pirish Rashi hitl pshara b'neim, that the din of the gemara was based on pshara. However, b'en tam pirish the din gamaru, that's actually a din gamar d'imhoi meidia hayav siv sira sheichtim yad u'meichir b'zoil v'lehi yach l'sheisei ad yei mashok shayim meis kaidam ayin sham. And the gemara continues to discuss a case of haps, and haps is an ingredient that you make beer with. And Ahugavra da Afkashusa Gabi Chavri, Reuven deposited haps with Shimon in order for Shimon to watch it. Havale Lede Nami carried the Kashusa, and Lemaisa Shimon also had a barrel of haps in his Rishus. And Omale Lusase Mehai Rami, and Shimon told his Shamus that I want you to take my haps and I want you to make me beer. And Ozo Rami Meidach. However, Shimon's worker did not realize that there were different haps over there, and one belonged to Shimon and one belonged to Reuven, and he took the haps that belonged to Reuven and he used it to make beer. And Amr of Amr Rabbam stated, Hichdin Dayan Dayan Lahaidina, how should a Dayan paskin this din? Name a Leila Day Zilshlim. Should they tell Shimon that Lemaisa, you use the haps and therefore you have to pay? Amr, but Shimon says, Ana Amrile Mehai Rami, I told him to take from my haps and therefore I was not a Peshea. And name a Leila Sase Zilshalim. And if you tell the worker that you have to go and pay because you took the wrong haps, Amr, he'll say, Loi Amrile Mehai Rami Mehai Loitir Me. He didn't tell me I should take Dafka from these haps and not from the other, and therefore I didn't think there was a difference, and I wasn't Peshe either, and I should be Chayim. And if we're talking about a case where Shimon's haps were in the front and Reuven's haps were much further away, and then Shimon sees that it took the worker a long time to get the haps, so it seems that he took from the wrong haps, and therefore Shimon should have immediately realized that he's giving him the wrong haps, and he should have been Meicha, and he shouldn't have used those haps, and therefore certainly Shimon will be Chayim. And the Gemara says, B'delei Shah, that they were in the same area, and therefore it didn't take the Shamus more time to bring Reuven's haps than it did to bring Shimon's haps. And the Gemara continued and asked that Lemaisa, what is the whole Shaila as to making a payment? But Seif my Pseid Ika, Vakam Shtashile, Lemaisa, there is no Pseidah, as all that happened was there was an exchange. For example, Reuven had 5 pounds of haps, and Shimon also had 5 pounds of haps, and therefore, while it's true that Shimon's Shamus used Reuven's haps, but Lemaisa, all Shimon should do is give Reuven his 5 pounds of haps, and they'll make an equal exchange, and therefore no one will lose any money, and no foul, no harm. And the Gemara continues that the reason why there was a din Torah over here is because the quality of the haps of Shimon were much better than the quality of the haps of Reuven. And Amar Rav Sarma Brei D'Rava to have a shichur chala, that we're talking about a case where Reuven's haps were spoiled, and therefore Shimon doesn't want to give him his haps, as of course that was more expensive. And similarly, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says Bekisi, that we're talking about a case where Reuven's haps had thorns, and as Rashi says, so should kishus grua the kreitzim muravim ba v'leishpia chashechet kiritzaynoi the kosher beinuf shetu lulutechai. And certainly Shimon was not happy by using the haps of Reuven. It's not an equal exchange for Shimon to go. go and give his 5 pounds of hops to Reuven, and certainly Shimon doesn't want to do so, and that's why they brought the shaila in front of Rav Amram. And we continue on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara states to Mishal Mei to Mekisi that in a chinami in this case that Shimon has to be returned to Reuven the value of hops that have thorns in it, and in a chinami Shimon is responsible, and we will stop over here.